We have been thinking a lot about how area schools are handling the COVID-19 pandemic, how leadership is handling it, and how we move forward. Matt Gross is taking the time to be with us this morning. He's superintendent of Deer River Nashwauk Schools, and he joins us. Thank you for your time today. I know you're really busy.
Good morning. Yeah, it's been a very interesting week for sure for us.
Yeah, no kidding. So let's talk about what are some of the top priorities for you right now?
Well, in the executive order that the governor gave school districts, that affected school districts last Sunday, there were three main components to it. The first one was that schools needed to begin preparing for distance learning, should that need to become the model of instruction on March 30th. The second thing is that we needed to prepare to distribute meals. And the third is that we needed to prepare to provide child care at that time for emergency and health care workers that were responding to the virus. And so we had 2 days, really, to put together a food distribution network and a child care program. And our staff and leaders and did an amazing job of pulling that off. And on Wednesday, we sent out meals all over our area. Every district did it. It may be a little bit different, but we've been talking quite a bit about strategies and trying to do what makes sense and learn from each other and that type of thing. And then we also had childcare ready for people in those positions. And we've heard from some of them that they're very thankful for the care that we're providing.
So the child care is for teachers who have kids or for more than that?
No, it's the order was specific to healthcare workers and emergency response workers at first. And so the idea, and I think that was one of the governor's unique approaches, is that we needed to make sure that our healthcare workers and emergency response workers had a place for their children to be so that our healthcare system could continue to respond to healthcare needs. And then a little bit later this week, he expanded the group of people that could take advantage of that child care to a tier two, which included some other people who are out in service industries that sort of help keep our communities running.
I've been very impressed by the leadership of Governor Tim Walz. Has that helped that he has been so clear in what the state needs to do for you as a superintendent?
Yeah, I think that, I think his executive order was very clear. You know, I think one of the challenges in our state is that there are 330 independent school districts, and sometimes those independent school districts act a little bit too independently. So there was some latitude taken in making sure that we're acting in a way that's consistent with the executive order is important, but I've appreciated his leadership. I think his leadership has inspired confidence. His team inspires confidence. And then it's just a matter of ensuring that as school districts, we're acting in a way that's consistent with each other and consistent with his executive order.
When the planning is done and gets back to kind of a new sort of teaching, how are you making sure not every kid's going to be able to have internet access or a tablet at home? How is this actually going to work in that sense?
Well, I think one of the things that this is doing is it's shining a light on the inequities that exist across our state as far as access to technology and access to the internet. I think the interesting piece of this is that in some cases it's easy to assume that access has to do with income or poverty levels, and it really isn't as much about that as it's about what providers are in one particular area. So we're fortunate on the west side of Itasca County to have had Paul Bunyan Communications in this area for a long time, and I'm not plugging them, but I'm just saying they've been here for a long time, and so there's been a fiber presence in this end of the county, and it's expanded to the east, but you don't have to go very, very far east in order for that fiber network to sort of stop. And so there's been a lot of efforts with the Governor's Broadband Task Force and the Blandon Foundation broadband work and IRRRB and things like that to expand fiber. but there's still some places that aren't very far off the beaten path that don't have good internet access. So every district, I think, is in the process of finding out from their individual families, what do you have access to? Do you have access to the internet? Do you have Wi-Fi at home? And I think that there's going to be a combination in this process of some digital work, but also some work that's going home that students will be doing on paper and pencil. And I think that's why when the governor's been talking about it, when we've been talking about it, we haven't used the term e-learning. We've been using the term distance learning, because I think it's going to be a combination of paper and pencil that we've seen for a long time, and also some digital work where we can. We've had some providers step up and say, we can work with you to get some fiber in the home. We can work with you to get you some hotspots out to places and to people that need it. And so I think through this process, we're going to have a really good handle on where those gaps are. And I'm hoping that that helps inform some long-term policy work as far as getting everybody connected to the internet.
We're talking with Matt Gross, superintendent of Deer River Nashwauk Schools. He's telling us about how they are planning for the short-term and as we all deal with COVID-19 pandemic that's going on throughout the world right now. People are stressed, they're scared, kids, students, principals, even superintendents probably, Matt. How are you helping others? How are you kind of keeping a good attitude about all this?
Well, I think two things. One is that we're fortunate in this area to have a strong network of school districts that work together. You know, our Itasca Area Schools Collaborative, I think this is a time when it's really showing its strength. And when we first got the executive order on Sunday, our leaders from across the area, principals and superintendents, got together on Sunday. You know, I was there from 10 to 6 o'clock at the ISD 318 admin building talking about, okay, what does this mean? And we had a gathering that sort of did that planning together, and we've been doing check-in calls every single day with the leaders in our region, including our charter school and our private school partners, just to see how are you doing, what are the things that we're running into, the barriers, how are you solving these problems, what does childcare look like in your district. And so I'm very proud of the work that we're doing together as a region, and I think there's strength in that. I think the other thing is, you know, our staff are just stepping up in amazing, amazing ways. And so I am impressed by the attitude of our staff. You know, our teachers are doing things that they've never been trained to do or asked to do before. Our non-certified staff are working in ways that they've never been asked to do before, and they're just stepping up and doing amazing things. And amidst all this chaos and uncertainty, to see people really step up and do something amazing is really rewarding, and I think it's a reminder of how important our school systems are to our communities and what an amazing resource they are and how valuable they are.
Before we go, Matt, what kind of advice would you give to anyone who is listening right now?
Well, I guess one of the things that we've sort of been talking quite a bit about is just how things are changing daily. And we know that from, you know, just the pervasiveness of the virus. We know that from the guidance that we're all getting from the state, that things are just changing daily, and it's going to require a lot of flexibility. It's going to require a lot of patience, and it's going to require a lot of grace to be extended to people. And you know, people are handling this situation in general on a large continuum. Some people are very, very, very stressed and almost, you know, are having a hard time coping. And some people are grabbing their bootstraps and really just getting after it and willing to do whatever it takes to help our communities and schools and people in them succeed. So I think it's patience and grace and flexibility. And the other thing is, you know, this is our time as a community and as a state and as a country to sort of band together to get through this together and to be stronger at some point at the end. We're going to learn things as a result of this work that we're doing now that we never knew about ourselves, we never knew about our capabilities, and so I'm really excited to see how much better we are when this is all over, or as it subsides or changes, how many things we learn and how we can do our jobs even better down the road.
It's Matt Groh, superintendent of Deer River Nashwauk Schools. Matt, thank you for your time. Let's keep in touch. Hope to talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you.